ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யம் நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவிம் சரஸ்வதிம் வ்யாசம் ததோ ஜயமுதீரயே. நஷ்டப்ராயேஷ பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா. பகவதீருத்தமஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டகே. On the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami, today we will be discussing the Damodar Leela pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, entitled Mother Yasoda Binds Lord Krishna, Text 18. Swamatu Svinna Gatraya Visrashta Kabara Srajaha Drishtva Parishramam Krishnaha Kripaya Asid Swabandhane. ஸ்வமாது ஸ்விங்ன காத்ராய ஸ்வமாது ஸ்விங்ன காத்ராய விஸ்ரஸ்த கபரஸ்ரஜ விஸ்ரஸ்த கபரஸ்ரஜ த்ருஷ்ட்வா பரிஶ்ரமம் கிருஷ்ண த்ருஷ்ட்வா பரிஶ்ரமம் கிருஷ்ண கிருபயாசீத் ஸ்வபந்தனே கிருபயாசீத் ஸ்வபந்தனே ஸ்வமாது ஸ்விண்ண காத்ராய விஸ்ரஸ்த கபரஸ்ரஜ த்ருஷ்ட்வா பரிஶ்ரமம் கிருஷ்ண கிருபயாசீத் ஸ்வபந்தனே ஸ்வமாது ஸ்விண்ண காத்ராய விஸ்ரஸ்த கபரஸ்ரஜ த்ருஷ்ட்வா பரிஶ்ரமம் கிருஷ்ண க்ருபயாஸீத் ஸ்வபந்தனே. ஸ்வமாது ஸ்விண்ண காத்ராய விஸ்ரஸ்த கபரஸ்ரஜ த்ருஷ்ட்வா பரிஶ்ரமம் கிருஷ்ண க்ருபயாஸீத் ஸ்வபந்தனே. ஸ்வமாது ஸ்விண்ண காத்ராய அஷ்ட கபரஸ்ரஜ கிருஷ்ணாபரிஸ்வமம் கிருஷ்ண கிருபயாசி ஸ்வபந்தனே. ஸ்வமாது ஸ்விண்ண காத்ராய விஸ்ரஸ்த கபரஸ்ரஜ த்ருஷ்ட்வா பரிஶ்ரமம் கிருஷ்ண க்ருபயாஸீத் ஸ்வபந்தனே. ஸ்வமாது ஸ்விண்ண காத்ராய Matajis, what the word meaning? Swamatuhu, of his own mother, Krishna's mother, Yashoda Devi, Swinna Gatraya. When Krishna saw his mother perspiring all over because of unnecessary labor, Visrashta, were falling down, Kabara, from her hair, Srajaha, of whom the flowers, Drishtva, by seeing the condition of his mother, Parishramam, he could understand that she was now overworked and feeling fatigued. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kripaya, by his causeless mercy upon his devotee and mother, Asit, agreed Swabandane, in binding him. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: because of Mother Yasoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Please repeat responsibly. Because of Mother Yasoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Purport by his divine grace: when Mother Yasoda and other ladies finally saw that Krishna, although decorated with many bangles and other jeweled ornaments, could not be bound with all the ropes available in the house, they decided that Krishna was so fortunate that he could not be bound by any material condition. Thus, they gave up the idea of binding him. But in competition between Krishna and his devotee, Krishna sometimes agrees to be defeated. Thus, Krishna's internal energy, Yoga Maya, was brought to work, and Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Yasoda. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Rangayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpatarabhyasya Kripa Sindubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pasachade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We will be going back 36,000 years from Lord Krishna's appearance, so that the past time can be understood from the beginning till end. 36,000 years before Lord Krishna appeared, there were two sons of Kuvera, Nalakuvera and Manigriva. Being the sons of the treasurer of the universe. Obviously they were very proud. Plus, they were elevated to the association of Lord Shiva. They were very devoted to Lord Shiva and they were associating with Lord Shiva, because of which Lord Shiva allowed them to use the garden adjoining to Kailash, wherein Mandakini River, Mother Ganga, is flowing as Mandakini on the banks. So these two sons of Kuvera, they were so proud of their material possession and the facility they got to enjoy the garden adjoining Mount Kailash. So they were engaged in different kinds of sense gratificatory activities, drinking liquor, Varuni Bhan. Varuni is a special liquor, heavenly liquor. And enjoying women on this garden as well as in the waters of Mandakini. So they were so intoxicated that they didn't even know what was happening in the surrounding. They were just singing and dancing and entering into the water and playing with the ladies and things like that. It is stated they were enjoying like the he elephant would enjoy the she elephant playing in the water. It is stated that Mother Ganga is so auspicious and pure that she can purify the sins of people. But these two sons of Kuvera, they were committing sinful activities in the water of Ganga. Some people, they do sin somewhere and come to Ganga to wash away their sin. And somebody gets into Ganga and commits sinful activity, it is the most unfortunate situation. Where they will go to wash the sin actually? It is exactly like people who are so ignorant, they may be in a very fortunate situation. They don't even understand what is the fortune of their situation. It is exactly like in a temple, so many people, they come, from outside, from long distance to take darshan and pray to the Lord and ask for the blessings, mercy of the Lord like that. But somebody may be staying in the temple and sleeping actually. And then getting up at prasadam time. Where is prasadam? Somebody may be coming from long distance, but he is taking advantage of the situation. Somebody is maybe he doesn't appreciate the value of what you have got. Exactly like the land of India is spiritual place. Sometimes people from other country, they come for some Tirtha Yatra, go to Vrindavan, Mathura, many places. Whole India is auspicious anyway. But fellows who are staying here, they don't care. Sometimes it so happens that people who may be staying in the holy dham, they don't even appreciate the value of the dham. They may be just living like any other materialistic person. They may come across like that. So these two sons of Kuvera, they were committing sins in the water of Ganga. Very unfortunate situation, because they were not in their senses, so to say. So intoxicated. Their eyes were rolling. They were just not knowing what they are doing actually. And they were naked also, and enjoying the women who are also naked. So in this way, when these two sons of Kuvera, they were engaged in sense gratificatory activities, Narada Muni appeared. Shri Shri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sitaram Lakshmanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Narada Muni, he is always traveling all over the universe, glorifying Lord Hari. And it so happened that he came to that spot there. And these two sons of Kuvera, they were enjoying the women. And as soon as the ladies, they saw Narada Muni, they were feeling ashamed. They were not intoxicated anyway. So they immediately covered up their body and they just left the scene. Whereas Nalakuvera and Manigriva, they didn't know what to do actually. They were so intoxicated. They are just standing like a tree, so to say. Naked. A saintly person comes, one should have proper etiquette. At least be properly dressed. You don't stand naked. It's not a culture of a human being to be naked. Proper dressing, social, cultural custom is there. Proper dressing is required. Just naked and standing like a, you know, completely bewildered. What to do like that? So Narada Muni could understand the situation. When he saw that these people are not even having a proper sense to cover their body, just standing naked in front of a sadhu, he thought that there is some serious problem with these guys. So they need some special treatment. If you have some special disease, you need some special treatment. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that if a child is having some disease, sickness, and the father wants to give the medicine to the child, and the child is sleeping, not getting up, time up for giving the medicine, but still the child is sleeping, the father may pinch the child, pinch the child, then the child gets up, then he cries, get up, you take this. Somebody say, hey, wait a minute, child is sleeping, why father is very cruel, pinching the child? Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, because for a higher benefit of curing the disease, the father pinching is not to be taken as a serious thing. It's benefit. He is pinching so that he will get up and take medicine, so that his disease will be cured fast. Otherwise if he sleeps and he doesn't take the medicine, his disease cannot be cured. So in the same way, Narada Muni thought that I need to give some material, I need to give some medicine to cure the material disease of these two guys. There is some urgent need because they are in a very bad shape. Kunti Maharani says that Janmaishwarya Sutra Srivir Yatamana Mata Puman Naivargapati Datum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. There are certain things in one's life which makes the person mad, proud, intoxicated. Janma, birth in a very high aristocratic family. Aishwarya, wealth, being rich. Shruta, being learned, scholarly, knowledgeable. Sribir, having beauty. Janmaishwarya Shruta Sribir, Yatamana Matha Puman. If one becomes mad or intoxicated with this possession, I have this, I am, you know, born in a very high family, I have so much wealth, I have so much knowledge, I am so beautiful, etc. One becomes, it is like an intoxication. Intoxication means it makes the person to be in an abnormal position, not in the normal senses. Abnormal. He doesn't act in a proper way. A drunk person, he just can't even walk properly. Everybody is walking straight, he will be going like this. Everybody will be talking properly, he can't even, the senses are not under the control, goes out of control. The body goes out of control, the senses go out of control. If these possessions, Janma, Aishwarya, Sri, all these things, if make the person to act senseless, it is as good as intoxicated.
not acting properly.
Narada Muni says, out of these four, same thing that Kunti Maharani had said, if one is intoxicated, then he cannot get Krishna. Because Krishna is not to be. Suppose somebody is so proud, I am so learned scholar, I know all these slokas, I know this, I know that, how to do all these things. Krishna is not so impressed with that. What's a big deal? For Krishna is not a big deal. Knowing number of slokas is not a big deal for Krishna. Able to speak impressively is not a big deal for Krishna. That's not going to impress Krishna. So, Narada Muni says, out of the four, the wealth is more intoxicating, it's more powerful intoxication. Narada Muni is saying the same four things that Kunti Maharani is saying in the first canto. Out of these four, being wealthy, a wealthy rich man, he thinks that, you know, he is the boss. He will come to Krishna and say that, oh, I am very rich. What is your richness in front of Krishna's richness? There is nothing. So you are not going to impress Krishna with one's richness actually. So this richness, wealth, is the most bewildering thing out of these four, Narada Muni says. Very bewildering. And when one becomes so proud of his richness, then he doesn't care to commit sinful activities also. He just thinks it's a normal way of life. Commit sinful activity. Exactly like the sons of Kuvera were doing. So instead of finding the real purpose in life, who am I? What am I supposed to do? One becomes so intoxicated with the material possession, he just gets entangled in performing ordinary material activity and goes down lower and lower situations of life. So, when a person is proud of one's wealth, Narada Muni says, he cannot see things as they are. So, you cannot see things as they are. You see in a perverted way. You put a glass, colored glass, then you see everything colored. So, Narada Muni says that these people require some eye treatment. I'll have to put some ointment. Ointment in the eye so that you know the disease can be removed. And the cause of the disease is your wealth. He says the opposite should be applied. So you should become poor, poverty. So we'll make you poverty stricken. If suppose somebody is in poverty, he knows what is the pain of being in the poverty. If he is a gentleman, he may not want that pain to be, you know, suffered by other people. Srila Prabhupada explains that if somebody is in poverty and if he hard work, earns money, he becomes rich, then he will value every penny. It's not that he will splash the money left and right. On the other hand, if money is given to you ready-made, you have not put any hard work, people don't care, just spend left and right. Because you don't know what is the, you know, hard work required to earn that money. Not knowing. So, Narada Muni says, if one has never experienced a prick with a pin, pin prick, suppose you take a pin and prick, it is a pain. If you have experienced already a pin prick, you may not want somebody else to undergo the same pin prick. But if somebody never experienced that, he doesn't care, he may go on pricking others also. He may not know what it means to be pricked. He has to first check himself what it is. Oh, is it like that? Then he will not prick. He has not pricked himself or nobody else has pricked him. He will go on pricking and people say, oh, hey, what a big deal. Why are you making some big show? No, just, I am having some fun with you. Oh, very nice. You are having fun with me. We will have fun with you also. Give me that pin. We will try to prick you. Then you know what it means. So, Srila Prabhupada says, happiness of wealth enjoyable by a person who has tasted the distress of poverty, if suppose somebody has tasted the distress of poverty, then the enjoyment of wealth will be appropriate for that person. He knows what it means to be having the wealth and what it means to be enjoying it also. So in this way, Narada Muni considered that a poor person is put into a situation which is very austere. And he has to, suppose for example, a poor man doesn't have anything to eat. He may be undergoing Ekadasi fast. Not Ekadasi, but other day fast also. Somebody said that, oh, he is undergoing some austerity. He doesn't have anything to eat. So what he is forced to be austere. Forced upon. Austerity is forced upon. So for those people who cannot voluntarily take the austerity, things have to be forced upon them. Somebody takes voluntary austerity, penance, then he advances very fast in Krishna consciousness. Somebody is not, then it is forced upon them. So, the association of sadhus are so potent that it can actually give the wealth of Krishna consciousness. But somebody who is so intoxicated, he may not be able to take advantage of that association. Prabhupada explains in the purport that a rich man, he puts on his gate, "Beware of dogs, don't come inside. There are dogs, I am keeping dogs in my bungalow. If you come inside, you will be in trouble." So, a poor man doesn't put anything like that. Suppose a sadhu is walking, he may have very easy access to a poor man. "Hey Haripa, how are you? Hare Krishna." A rich man, big bungalow, big gate, you can't even see the bungalow sometimes. And heavy doors, you don't even see who is inside. Not having the opportunity also to see who is going outside and take advantage of a sadhu. Prabhupada explains, Narada Muni, in his previous life, he was son of a maid servant. He knew what it means to be associating with sadhu. Because he was son of maid servant and his mother was serving the sadhus, Bhakti Vedantas, so he had not natural opportunity for serving the sadhus. He had natural opportunity for associating with the sadhus. And simply because of that association, his heart was so purified, he became the pure devotee of the Lord. So he knows what is the value of associating with sadhus. And when he saw these intoxicated sons of Kuvera, he felt this is a so unfortunate situation. This is because of the pride of being aristocratic, pride of being wealthy. So, Narada Muni thought that, because you are so proud of that, let me take away that cause of your pride. And you two are standing like, you know, naked in front of a sadhu without even considering the social etiquette. He said, better you be like trees. Trees also are naked. Nobody bothers actually. Nobody thinks that you'll have to put a dress for the trees. Trees naturally are naked. So somebody, Prabhupada explains, somebody is very interested in exposing the body, then next life they become trees. Human being, there is a cultural norm to be dressed up. You don't, you know, even if you go to jungle, even people who are living in jungle, they cover up the body with some bark and skin and things like that. Not so much culture, not so much advanced in so-called way of social life. Still they cover up. And animals don't cover. Trees don't cover. So, Narada Muni decided that you become trees. How long? 100 celestial years. 100 celestial year, which is actually the 1 year here in the earthly planet is just 1 day for heaven. So 1 year there is 360 years here. So 100 years comes to 36,000 years. 36,000 years only. You be trees.
Where you have to be trees? You be trees in Braj. This is, first it looked like surgery. Oh, cursed as trees. 100 celestial years. Then comes benefit. Being Braj. Oh, being a tree in Braj is also very special. That too, in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Bhavan. Chalo, udhar jao. And after you stand there for 100 years, then you will have an opportunity to see Krishna face to face. This is very special. So Narada Muni said, be trees. So as soon as you may be intoxicated, thoda jhatka jaake thoda you get up, you know. They are intoxicated looking like that. You become tree. Oh, you are going to become tree. Really? Narada Muni's words, psh, trees. Narada Muni left for his, you know, yatra, going somewhere else. Srila Prabhupada explains that these Nalakwera and Manigriva, they were cursed to become Arjuna trees. There are so many trees, this is Arjuna tree. So, this Arjuna tree has some medicinal qualities. The bark of the Arjuna tree, it is very useful in treating heart disease. Heart disease. Ayurvedic heart disease, they can take the bark out of it. So, Prabhupada explains, these two sons of Kuvera, they were so proud, they were so intolerant, and they had all kinds of mentality to commit sinful activity. And now that they became trees, one more thing that Narada Muni said is, even though you become tree, you will remember the past. We don't remember the past. Past life, whatever you remember, this tree doesn't remember. Nobody remembers except somebody who has got some special mercy. You don't remember the past life. But Narada Muni said, no, you will remember. So this became tree, and they were remembering, arare, ye kar diya, wo kar diya, chak. Repentation. Repenting is required. All this wrong thing, all this nonsense we did, nonsense. Then, because their bark, now they are trees, you know, their bark has got a medicinal quality, Ayurvedic doctor comes and he actually removes the bark. They cannot protest. Somebody who cannot naturally tolerate, they are forced to tolerate. Tranadapi sunichene taroriva sagasnuna. So one is supposed to be more tolerant than the tree. Now, first of all, you should experience how to be tolerant like tree. Then you can be more tolerant. You know? You don't even have any tolerance. You are not going to tolerate anything. So this Manigriva and, you know, this Nalakwera and Manigriva, they are so intolerant. They are made into tree. And every now and then, doctors, Ayurvedic physician, they come and remove the bark. They have to be tolerate. Chah, pailai tolerate hota ta, achcha hota ta. We are forced. Now they are forced. Forced to be tolerant for 36,000 years one day. So in this way, on the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, these two sons of Kuvera, they were standing, and when Krishna appeared, they were very happy to see Krishna is around, watching. Because they can remember all the things. They are waiting. Because Narada Muni said he will come face to face with Krishna. So in this way, Lord Krishna was performing pastimes in Gokul. One day, Yashoda Maiya, all the maid servants, they were very busy in doing so many household activities. So Yashoda Maiya decided to churn the yogurt, dahi, and take butter out of it for the service of Krishna. So early morning, she was dressed in reddish saffron sari with, and so she sat in front of the, you know, dahi pot, and she started churning. So it is explained how when she was churning, moving the churning rod, her bangles and her earrings, they were making wonderful vibrations. Her, from her hair, little flowers were falling down. She was doing a hard work, and she was perspiring also. So in this way, she was personally churning the, you know, dahi, and remembering Lord Krishna's various activities and singing those wonderful activities. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes from Vaishnava Toshani by Sanatan Goswami that this particular day, the pastime happened, was the Deepavali day. Sanatan Goswami, we have to accept it. Because on Deepavali, you know, naturally in the Vedic culture, people have a big festivity and they make a lot of preparations, you know, sweets, etc., and the festival is there. So everybody was busy in the house and you know, Yashoda Maya was churning this dahi. It is also stated that Lord Krishna used to be little naughty, going and stealing butter from the neighboring houses also. People used to come and complain, "Hey, your Krishna is coming to our house and stealing butter. You better take care of your child." And Mother Yashoda used to think, "Why is Krishna in our house? We have a lot of butter. Why he has to go and steal there? Maybe he doesn't like the taste of our house." Sometimes you keep eating food in one place, prasad in one place, you get used to it. You know that Monday, na that sabji, that is our sabji. Even if you go to, even devotees, you keep on taking brahmachari prasad. Then one fine day you go to some other temple, it looks like a different taste. Hey, oh, prasad bahut accha hai. That devotee who is staying there, are kya accha hai, ye to roj kaate rahta. That fellow comes here, "Are, are, aapka prasad bahut accha hai yaar." He will say, "Are, are, roj da hai kaata." You keep eating something in your own house, you know, you don't find the taste. You go to another house, then you find the taste. So Mother Yashoda is thinking, "Why is Krishna going and stealing butter there? He is not liking the taste of ours, so I should make better butter." So Mother Yashoda used to keep some special cows, a group of special cows, who are fed very nicely. If you feed the cow nicely, you get nice milk also. Very nice grass. And very tasty grass they were fed with. And so much so that these cows used to give me a milk which was like a flavored milk. Not artificial flavors, natural flavor, very flavored. And she was keeping that separate, and the preparation from there is for Krishna. The butter that is churned is for Krishna, so that he will have natural flavored butter, very tasty. So that is what she was churning and singing Krishna's various pastimes. So when Mother Yashoda was engaged like this, Lord Krishna appeared there. He got up early morning. He got up. He got up and he was hungry. So he came to Mother Yashoda and he caught hold of the churning rod. "Band karo, bhook lagta hai." So immediately Mother Yashoda could understand Lord Krishna's need, and she was overwhelmed with love and affection. So she, you know, embraced Lord Krishna, kissed him, and put him on the lap, and then she started feeding breast milk to Lord Krishna. So Krishna was enjoying drinking the milk. So in the meantime, there is parallelly cooking is also going on in the kitchen, and Mother Yashoda has kept a pot of milk for boiling. Parallel processing. Milk is boiling in the kitchen and she was churning. Not serial processing, parallel. This is all going on. So one process indicated that when the milk boils, you know, it comes out and it falls into the stove, then it makes a burning smell. Immediately you know that milk is, you know, overflowing. So Mother Yashoda could smell that the milk is overflowing from the burner stove. So she thought that I have to go and attend. If I don't attend it, that milk will be burnt. If that milk is burnt, I cannot make nice preparation for Krishna. So she took Lord Krishna from the lap and put it in Masai, right over there. And then she went inside to attend to the milk. So Lord Krishna, he was not fully satisfied. Pet bara nahi hai, aadha bara hai. Then he didn't get the milk, he became angry. Krishna, baby Krishna. He said, "What is this? I want to drink the milk and you know, you went somewhere else." He became very angry. So Lord Krishna, biting his reddish lips, his lips, he was biting with the teeth, reddish lips, and he was looking here and there, there was a stone. Stone ko laki. Kisi ko marna hai, kisko marega. Then he hit the dahi part in which Mother Yasoda was churning. So you hit the pot, it is no earthen pot, it's not a steel pot. You hit the earthen pot, obviously it breaks. So once it broke, all the, you know, dahi was coming, overflowing in the room. Then Lord Krishna thought that he is hungry anyway, only half belly full. So he wanted to eat something, then he decided, theek hai, let me eat some butter inside. Aaj bahar nahi jayega, andar ka andar chori karega. So he went inside room where the butters were, you know, hanged in the rafters. Butter is hanged in the rafters so that ants and insects, they don't, you know, get in touch. So Krishna was small baby, he can't reach there, he's high above. So he took the grinding mortar, grinding kuch to chahiye, table, stool, nahi, grinding mortar, chalo. So he brought the grinding mortar and climbed on top of it and he started eating. Then some monkey friends, they came and saw, what is Krishna doing today? Andar ka andar chori ho rahe hain, theek hai, humko bhi milega hai kya? Hum milega, aao, khao tum log. Distributing Mahaprasad, very special Mahaprasad to the monkeys. Still, he knew that what he is doing is not going to be appreciated by Mother Yasoda. So he was looking in anxiety. Koi aaya nahi, aa theek hai, khao. Aaya kya? Nahi aaya, chalo khao. So he was in anxiety looking here and there and trying to, you know, eat and distribute butter to the monkeys. So Mother Yasoda came from the kitchen of putting, setting up everything. She came back to the place where she was churning. Krishna was not there. You don't keep your child in one place and go somewhere and you expect the child to be there anyway. So, but not that Krishna is not there, but the pot is broken also. Apna apse to the pot doesn't break and Krishna is not there, pot is broken. She thought that, okay, guess, this must be Krishna's wonderful activity. Where is Krishna then? Let me find out. So Krishna's footprints with dahi. Because dahi to overflow ho gaya na. When he walked, he was carrying the dahi, you know, the footprint, it is obviously leading into the inner room. It's not something you need to have a, you know, big research to find out where is Krishna, because footprints are leading to the inner room, where the, you know, butter is hanged in the rafters. So Mother Yasoda just peeped in and she saw Krishna is looking here and there eating. Achcha. So then she thought that we have to discipline this boy. This is too much. He's becoming too naughty. So she took a stick in the hand and she was coming from the behind so that Krishna doesn't see. Peeche peeche se. Without making noise. Generally, you have ankle bells. Yeah, ladies have the ankle bell. So if you walk, the sound comes. But she was very carefully coming without making any sound, without making any noise. Because she knew that if Krishna sees, he will run away. So she was coming to capture Krishna from behind, very cautiously. As she was coming very close, somehow or other Krishna could see, are aagaya idhar. Then he jumped from the mat and started running away. When baby Krishna started running away, Mother Yasoda said, no, 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 even if you run away, I will catch you. And she also started running behind. Generally, a child has no energy, lot of energy to run fast. A mother, elderly woman, you don't expect Yasoda to be like an athlete, you know, running to catch something. Obvious, but then still she was running to capture. As she was running, she had a thin waist, little built up body, and body was shaking, and her hair was becoming loose, the flower is falling down. Already flower fell down when she was churning. Again, more flowers are falling down. More perspiration. Now you know she is running to capture Krishna. So, it is explained, Mother Yashoda was trying to capture Krishna, and there are so many people who try to capture Krishna. It's not Yashoda is the first person. All the yogis, they do meditation. They do meditation and try to capture Krishna's form in their consciousness. That is also capturing. Capturing means you can capture with eyes, capture with the hands, capture in the mind, capture in consciousness. The yogis, their aim is to meditate, you know, go inside and inside and inside and inside and try to capture Krishna's form in the Paramatma feature and then get the unlimited bliss. Ananda, Ananda Sangam. Krishna is unlimited Ananda. You are Satchidananda. So when these two come together, then it's unlimited bliss. The yogis are trying to capture. And they try to capture Krishna, and Krishna is moving away from them. And they try to move towards Krishna at the speed of mind. Krishna is running faster than the speed of mind. Speed of mind is that you sit in one place and you think that you are already in America and doing something, daydreaming, you know. Mind is so fast, you know, you can go to that speed. And even the yogis who are, you know, trying to capture Krishna at the speed of mind, they drastically fail. Krishna is not to be captured. In Braj, Krishna doesn't run faster than mind. He is running at normal speed. Speed that Yashoda can cope up with. He is moving at that speed only, not very high speed. But still he was more faster than Yashoda. And when Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda is perspiring and she is tired and fatigued and is trying to capture, he gives up. Gives up the hope of not being captured. He said, "Theek hai, pakdo mere." That he doesn't do with the yogis. Yogis may be doing tapasya for so long. He doesn't say that, "Oh, you did tapasya for 60,000 years, theek hai, mere ko pakdo." What tapasya? Tapasya is not going to impress Krishna. But whereas Mother Yashoda is running behind, when he sees that Mother Yashoda is tired and perspiring, he says, "Theek hai, pakdo." And Mother Yashoda was having a stick. Yeah, a stick. A simple wooden stick. A bamboo or something like a stick. And Krishna is looking at the stick and he is more crying now. "Oh, I am going to be beaten now." And he is crying with his two hands rubbing the eyes. From the eyes, false tears are coming. It's written false tears. Real tear. Not crocodile tear, but he's crying. And when he's crying and rubbing his eyes, Mother Yashoda, this is early morning. Previous day, Mother Yashoda has decorated Krishna very nicely. No, putting different color dots and kajal, black kajal. And now he's crying, and that kajal black is coming on his face everywhere. Already kala hai, aur kala aa raha hai. He is crying. Kunti Maharani is praying. In Kunti Maharani's prayer, she says that this is completely bewildering. And even yogis, they are traveling at the speed of mind, they are not able to capture you, but Krishna you are capturing, he is captured. And all the demigods, they are controlled by Krishna, everyone is afraid of Krishna. Including Yamaraj, who makes everybody to be afraid in this universe. He has got a danda, punishment. Everybody is afraid of the danda that Yamaraj is carrying. So much so that Yamaraj even tells that don't even go near, approach Vaishnavas. They are not under our jurisdiction. Yamaraj jurisdiction nahi. So he is afraid of Krishna. Don't even go. What to speak of? No, anybody else. So the Yamaraj, who is afraid of Krishna, And this Krishna is afraid of the stick that Yashoda Maya is carrying. Kunti Maharaj says, this is completely bewildering, Krishna. What is happening actually? Kunti Maharaj. So, when Mother Yashoda caught hold of Krishna, and when she saw that Krishna is really afraid, she actually thinks that he is really afraid, excessively afraid. Then she said, you are afraid of this stick? Chalo, dal de. Now you don't be afraid. She thought that Krishna is already doing naughty activities. He should not do more naughty activities, so we should restrict him. She decided something should be done. She thought that, okay, I will bind him to the grinding mortar. So grinding mortar and Krishna, they were, you know, companions in committing, you know, the crime of stealing the butter. So we will bind. It is explained that Mother Yashoda binding Krishna to the grinding mortar is not actually a part of chastisement. It is not to chastise Mother Yashoda was binding. She thought that Krishna is so afraid of me. Suppose if I leave him like this, if he runs away to the forest, then it is a big trouble to go and find him actually. So better I tie it so that he doesn't run away from the house. Sometimes some children, they go little funny and crazy, they run away from the house, you know, not knowing what is to be the value of staying in the house and what is to be value of going outside. Outside means you have to find your own things. So Yashoda thought that he should not run away, so she actually bound Krishna to the grinding mortar, wanted to bind. So she, to bind Krishna, she brought some ropes from the house and tied to the grinding mortar, and she brought around the waist of Krishna trying to put a knot, and she found that the rope is 2 inches less, dvi angula, 2 inches, two fingers less. And she thought, okay, we'll bring more ropes, because obviously there are thousands and thousands and thousands of cows and bulls they have got. To tie all these cows and bulls, obviously there will be a lot of ropes in the house. She got more ropes. And she made knot with the existing rope, made it lengthy, and went around, found still these 2 inches less. She was wondering, hey, what's happening? Something is going wrong. Everything is all right or not? When she was trying to do this, other gopis were also watching what is happening. Aaj kya ho raha hai Krishna ko? They were interested, all residents of Vrindavan, their focus is on Krishna anyway. Even if Krishna comes to their house and steals also, they are happy about it. Not a big deal. When they see that Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna and she is not able to bind, she is adding some more rope, still not able to bind, they were watching the fun and smiling. Are, kya ho raha hai? Aaj kuch naya story nikal raha hai. Krishna always does some new things every day anyway. It is explained that Lord Krishna is the beginning and is the end. Beginningless, unlimited, all pervading. And he is beyond the time factor. In fact, he is the source of time factor. And he is the cause of all causes, sarva karana karana. How it is possible to restrict somebody who is cause of all causes? Even if something is going to be bound, he by nature has to be cause of that cause also. So in principle, a cause of all causes cannot be bound by some other cause. Logic. Only thing is that in Krishna, the logic fails. That is God, Krishna. Normal logic fails. So Lord Krishna was exhibiting his inconceivable potency, not being bound. Again Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda is determined to bind him, completely determined. In the process of bringing the robes, in the process of tying, she is perspiring more. If you remember, first of all she was perspiring while churning, right? Then she was chasing Krishna and again perspiring. And now she is trying to tie Krishna, again perspiring. You may know, so much perspiration. Whole body perspiring. and flowers are falling down, the hair is becoming loose and the cloth is becoming loose. And she said, what is happening? I have to bind Krishna. So when Krishna sees that Mother Yashoda is so much fatigued and hard labor, this particular sloka explains that because Mother Yashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her. By being merciful to her, he agreed himself to be bound. Unless Krishna allows himself to be bound, it is not possible for anybody to bind him. Not possible. It's not possible. If he doesn't want to be bound, he can make the situation such a that nothing can bind him. Here, we see that Lord Krishna was so impressed with the loving devotion of Mother Yashoda. And when he saw that Mother Yashoda is perspiring, tired, fatigued, etc., etc., he said, no, I don't want to give more trouble to Yashoda. He said, okay, I'm all right. Next time when she brought the rope, she was able to put the knot. She said, yes, very nice. You can imagine, if he was not bound, what will happen to Mother Yashoda? She will think that something is wrong here, you know. I cannot bind, then whole thing will be very different. So Krishna doesn't want to disturb the mood of Mother Yashoda. Sometime he does some naughty activity and exhibits his inconceivable potency, then he withdraws that inconceivable potency, allows himself to be like a normal child. Normal child. So, in this way, Mother Yashoda, after binding Krishna to the grinding mortar, she went to attend to other duties because it's Deepavali day. She has to make more sweets and more preparations in the house for the festival. So Krishna was left alone along with the mortar, grinding mortar, tied to the mortar. And Krishna was crawling. And as Krishna was crawling, the grinding mortar also was rolling like a roller, road roller, small road roller. Rolling. And Krishna then turned towards the two trees and he said in his mind, these two Arjuna trees have nothing to do with me. These are two sons of Kuvera, Nalakuvera and Manigriva. These two guys have nothing to do with me. What I have to do with this guy? I have to do so many things with my, you know, associates, so many pastimes. Well, I have nothing to do with these two trees. But my dear servant Narada, he wanted me to go face to face with these two trees. So let me do that. If Narada has not, you know, desired, there is no way that Krishna is going to have anything to do with these two trees. Simply because Narada Muni, in the form of curse, he said that after 100 years, he will come in touch with Krishna face to face. Because he said that, it cannot go in vain. It cannot be wasted. So Lord Krishna, to fulfill Narada's words, so he moved towards the trees, two trees. And he went in between the trees. When he crawled further, the grinding mortar came in between the trees. So that is needed. So Lord Krishna gave a, you know, pull. It's a very powerful pull. Even though he's a baby, his pull is nothing other than, you know, the strength as strong as leaping over the hill. So as Krishna pulled the two trees, it shook like anything. All the branches, the trunk and all the leaves, by shaking, they crashed down, making a thunderous sound. Pow! As if
like a thunderbolt. He is stuck.
As soon as this trees fell down, from the trees Nalakvera and Manigriva, they came effulgent. They were demigods previously, so they were in effulgent body, and they were very fortunate to see Krishna face to face. This is very, very significant, because they didn't have any qualification to see Krishna face to face previously. They were so proud of their wealth, and they were so proud of the facilities for enjoyment, and they were committing sin in the waters that washes away the sin. And so sinful they were, they had no quality as such to be elevated to such a platform of seeing Krishna face to face. And only qualification, you may say, was they accidentally came face to face with Narada Muni. Even though they came face to face with Narada Muni, which they didn't know what was the value of it, and that led to something more superior, that is coming face to face with Krishna. Kunti Maharani prays, Vipadasantu Sasasvat Yatra Yatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yashyad Apunarbhava Darshanam. This coming face to face, Kunti Maharani says, if one comes face to face with Krishna, he doesn't face repeated birth and death. Means never born again in the material world. Means going back home, back to God. Coming face to face with Krishna is the qualification to go back home, back to God. Kunti Maharani prays, whenever calamities, we always used to remember you, we used to call you, then you used to come, and we used to have an opportunity of seeing you face to face. Mahabharata is over. Calamity makers are not there, and there is no calamity. And now we don't have the opportunity to remember you, to remove our calamity. So we are missing the opportunity of seeing you face to face. Let there be calamities, Kunti Maharani say. If there is calamity, that will give an opportunity for us to remember you, so that we can see you face to face. Bhavato darshanam yasya. If we see you, apunar bhava darshanam. There is no more birth and death. Such is the value of seeing Krishna face to face. So simply by the mercy of Narada Muni, Narada Muni desired, okay, I want you to become trees, but you be trees for 36,000 years, and then you'll get an opportunity to see Krishna face to face. The yogis, mystic yogis, they also perform yoga process. And it is stated that for a mystic yogi to perfect the yoga process, it takes about 60,000 years. And still, at the end of 60,000 years, there is no guarantee that you will capture Krishna or not. Whether you will see Krishna face to face or not. You may get something. We don't know. No guarantee. Nobody can give a guarantee anyway. And in the long process, whether somebody will succeed or he will fail halfway through, that is also no guarantee. Whereas, Nalakvera and Manigriva, even though they were so unqualified, they got the opportunity of seeing Krishna face to face, which is glorious. And if for that one has to be a tree for 36,000 years, it is better than being a tree for 36,000 years than to try a process of 60,000 years with no guarantee. So, Prabhupada explains, one gets the opportunity for making advancement in Krishna consciousness simply by the mercy of the devotees. If one takes the process of Krishna consciousness by the mercy of the pure devotees, the Krishna is obliged to do something for the devotee. So here, Lord Krishna agreed to come face to face with the two sons of Kuvera, Nalakvera and Manigriva, by the desire of Narada Muni. So in this way, Lord Krishna showed the mercy, and he told them, now that you are relieved from all this, your sinful activities, now that you have come face to face with me, now you will never be affected by the material things. Material prestige, position, nothing is going to affect you. Now you go back to your place and perform without any deviation devotional service unto me. At the end, you can come back back home, back to Godhead. So, in this wonderful pastime, Lord Krishna is showing how even most degraded person, if they have the mercy of a pure devotee, they can get the full blessings of the Lord. And also Lord Krishna is showing how he possesses the inconceivable potencies, and even though if he wants, he can never allow to be captured, never allow to be bound, but he allows himself to be captured and allows himself to be bound simply by the love of his own devotees. If a loving devotee desires, then Krishna has no other option than to fulfill that. So in this way, if one sincerely and seriously engages in Krishna consciousness under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, one can actually make progress in Krishna consciousness and achieve the perfection of life, going back home, back to Godhead. I'll stop here. Thank you very much. If there are any questions or comments. Any questions or comments? Oh.
हरे कृष्णा. जैसे भगवद गीता में बताया गया है, शुचिनम समतम घे यघुविष्ट बजाए थे. कोई अगर भक्ति किया होगा, कोई कारणवश ये हो जाता है, अगले जन्म में उसको धनी परिवार में या रिच मैन फैमिली में ऐसा मिलेगा. और यहाँ बताया गया कि जन्म ऐसे सूत्र श्री भी, अगर ये चार पांच चीज है वो भक्ति में बाधक है, वो तो कुबेर के जो पुत्र लोग, बच्चे लोग, वो लोग तो धनी परिवार में थे, तो वो कौन सा, मैंने एक ऐसी यहाँ पे बताया गया, ये करेगा तो ये ऊंचे लोग में ये प्राप्ति होगा. जैसे अच्छा कुल में जन्म मिलेगा धनी परिवार में, ये धनी परिवार में थे और ये भी धनी परिवार में, इसमें क्या थोड़ा बताइए.
जैसा डिवोटी सक्सेसफुल नहीं होता है, फॉल डाउन हो जाता है, तो धनी परिवार में जन्म लेने के लिए मौका मिलता है. वो मौका मिलने के बाद उसको कैसा हमको यूज करना है वो भी होता है. ऐसा नहीं है कोई भी धन परिवार में फायदा हो गया वो सबका प्राइड आ जाएगा, ऐसा भी नहीं है. धनी परिवार में भक्त नहीं बन सकता है करके, तो ये सब डिपेंड होता है परिवार का. जो परिवार में जो लोग हैं उन लोग का कॉन्शियसनेस क्या है, उनका एसोसिएशन क्या है. तो धनी परिवार में भी फायदा होने के बाद भी भक्त बन सकता है. If he becomes careful and he doesn't become proud, it's possible. It is not that कोई रिच मैन हो गया उनको हमेशा प्राउड ही रहेगा करते. कोई भी रिच मैन भी होता है उनको प्राइड नहीं होता है, अहंकार नहीं होता है हमारे पास पैसा है करके. कोई कोई सपोज राजा हो जाता है, इसका मतलब नहीं राजा होएगा तो उनके पास इतना, राजा के पास धन होता है पूरा, इसका मतलब नहीं वो उनका प्राइड आ जाएगा सबको पनिश करेगा, ऐसा नहीं होता है. तो इट ऑल डिपेंड्स अपॉन हाउ द पर्सन He is handling the wealth that is given to him by means of providence. Paisa to aa gaya, usko kaisa vaparna hai. To sadhu sangha ka sath koi rahega, wo sadhu sangha ka wajah se wo paisa ko kaisa vaparna hai wo bhi seekh lega, usko bhagwan ka seva mein vaparega, wo fayda milega. Jo bhakt hai wo gir gaya, unko kyun dhani parivar mein janam lene ke liye deta hai, kyunki wo dhan ke liye zyada mehnat karne ka zarurat nahi padega. धन छोटा मोटा धन के लिए ज्यादा मेहनत नहीं करेंगे, धन रहेगा. फिर धन रहने के बाद भी उसको भगवान का सेवा में हम वापरेंगे फिर आगे बढ़ सकता है. रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी वो तो धनी परिवार में जन्म लिया था, इसका मतलब नहीं है वो पूरा मेटलिस्टिक नहीं बन गया करके. फिर भी चैतन्य महाप्रभु का कृपा, चैतन्य महाप्रभु का एसोसिएट का कृपा, उनका भक्त का कृपा का वजह से वो अटैचमेंट नहीं था, बहुत धन था. इट इज सेड दैट ही हैज गॉट द अपुलेंस ऑफ इंद्र. He is one, they got him married to angel, very beautiful girl. Iske liye to pura duniya bhagta hai paisa ka, iske liye to. But Raghunath Das Goswami ke paas dono tha, paisa bhi tha, acha patni bhi tha, fir bhi attachment nahi tha. So जो फैमिली में किधर फायदा हुआ वो मतलब नहीं है, उनका कॉन्शियसनेस क्या है, उनका एसोसिएशन क्या है, उसका हिसाब से वो भक्त भी बन सकते हैं। बट डेंजर है, रिस्क है, तो रिस्की सिचुएशन में रहेगा उसको हम लोग बहुत संभाल के करना पड़ेगा। हमको सपोज कोई भी बहुत धनीवान आदमी हो गया फिर भी वो एक बार भागवत पढ़ेगा, उसमें लिखा गया है ऐसा ऐसा करना चाहिए, तुरंत वो सोचेगा नहीं मेरा पास धन है फिर भी मेरा धन को दुष्प्रयोग नहीं करना चाहिए, करेगा ना, देन उनको अच्छा है भगवान का सेवा में लगाने के लिए। बहुत धनी लोग हैं, अम्बरीश महाराज है, उनका धन को यूज किया, अम्बरीश प्रभु है अभी का एक अम्बरीश महाराज है वो भी धन को यूज कर रहे हैं। द्रौपद ने उनको बोला यू डू दिस नो मायापुर प्रोजेक्ट, ही सेड यस ही इज रिच, ही इज रिच एंड ही इज गिविंग सो मच मनी। तो रिच होने का मतलब नहीं है पूरा गिर जाएगा, बट उनका एक गाइडेंस आ जाएगा वो रिचनेस को कैसा वापरना है, फिर बहुत फायदा होगा इसके लिए। तो धनी परिवार में फायदा होने का एडवांटेज भी होता है, डिसएडवांटेज भी होता है, तो केयरफुल होना मांगता है, केयरफुल होना मांगता है। धन का मतलब वो एक हो गया, जन्म ऐश्वर्य श्रुतश्री भी कुछ भी चीज है हम लोग का पास, कुछ कला है कुछ करने के लिए, दैट कला कैन नॉट गिव अस प्राइड। अब धन को छोड़ दो, कोई नो बोलेगा हम अच्छा फैमिली से जन्म हुआ है वो भी प्राइड हो सकते हैं, कोई बोलेगा मैं बहुत विद्वान आदमी हूं मेरे को भागवतम देने में बहुत अच्छा देगा, मैं सबसे अच्छा देने वाला हूं भागवतम, दैट कैन ऑल्सो गिव प्राइड। यू मे बी टॉकिंग अबाउट कृष्णा एंड यू मे बी गेटिंग द रिएक्शन ऑफ मेटीरियल थिंग्स, बिकॉज हमारा ऊपर होता है प्राइड आने का कि नहीं आने का है, दैट हमारा ऊपर होता है। जब भी हम वॉलंटरली इवन दो ह्यूमिलिटी मीन्स यू हैव द पोजेशन एंड यू डोंट क्लाइम एडवांटेज ऑफ दैट पोजेशन, पैसा भी होएगा फिर भी यू विल नॉट क्लाइम द स्पेशल ट्रीटमेंट, देन इट इज ह्यूमिलिटी। सो व्हेन समबडी बिकम्स हम्बल इन स्पाइट ऑफ पोजेसिंग द क्वालिटीज देन दैट बिकम्स यू नो हेल्पफुल फॉर हिम टू एडवांस इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। ये दो लोग हैं नलकोयरा एंड मणिग्रीवा, दे डिंट हैव द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज टू गाइड देम वॉट वे दे शुड गो बिफोर दे मेट नारद मुनि। इफ दे हैव मेट सम अदर डिवोटी बिफोर दैट, इफ दे वेर टोल्ड दैट नो नो डोंट डू लाइक दैट, दे कुड हैव बीन सेव्ड, बट दे डिंट हैव एन अपॉर्चुनिटी लाइक पीपल ऑफ कली युगा पुटिंग ऑन द बोर्ड बी वेर ऑफ डॉग्स डोंट कम इन साइड माई अवर हाउस लाइक दैट। तो उनका अपॉर्चुनिटी नहीं था, एक ही अपॉर्चुनिटी मिला साधु संघ, दैट वॉज अ वेरी अनफॉर्चुनेट सिचुएशन ऑफ बींग नेकेड एंड स्टैंडिंग लाइक ट्री ड्रंक, बट ईवन दट बिकेम सो बेनिफिशियल। साधु संघ सर्वशास्त्र गो ईवन इन अ वेरी अनफॉर्चुनेट सिचुएशन दे केम इन टच नारद मुनि एंड द कर्स दट नारद मुनि गेव देम द वंडरफुल बेनिफिट। सो देयर इज अ वेरी स्पेशल केस, वेरी स्पेशल केस। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, श्री कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी महामहोत्सव की, साई गौरव प्रेमानंदे।